This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Why is now not the time to concede?
Well, he hasn't done anything, so he hasn't looked. When he looks, he'll see the kind of evidence that right now you're seeing in the Georgia Senate. You know, they're going through hearings right now in Georgia, and they're finding tremendous volumes. So they haven't looked very hard, which is a disappointment, to be honest with you, because it's massive fraud.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight in the fields. We shall never surrender.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And I think my inclination, Jake, is on the first day I'm inaugurated to say I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days to mask. Not forever. 100 days.
Too long! Too long!
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
When you have, you know, in your own state, the governor eating at a fancy restaurant, the mayor of San Francisco the next night at French Laundry, when you have the Austin mayor, his name is Steve Adler, telling people to stay home, then it turns out the video was made in Cabo. Even the good politicians are messing up. And I don't know what to do at this point if even the good guys are messing up.
Does that feel hypocritical to you?
Yeah, duh.
Unchained and unstoppable.
This is about restoring faith and confidence in American elections. This is about our democracy.
It's not just him that they're going after, and they forget this. It's the American people. And when the American people feel like they're under attack, they then begin to look at things differently, and they wake up, and they are not going to stand for This basically massive amount of fraud.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The post-election wrangling goes on, court challenges, legislative hearings, closed-circuit TV camera coverage of election night and beyond. It's going to drag on for another 10 days until the Electoral College meets on December 14th. The president will be in Georgia tomorrow night for a rally in Valdosta, supporting the two Senate candidates of the Republican Party. And we'll be talking about this as the hour goes on. But there are other issues as well going on in this country, and the increasing exasperation and irritation of, I think, a majority of the people, even though they may not say that they're fed up with all of these COVID restrictions, especially when the politicians who are imposing this upon them are not abiding by their own rules. There's a great headline in the front page in the New York Post today: "Do as they say, not as they do." When they've rounded up all the usual suspects: the Cuomos, the mayor of San Francisco, the mayor of Denver, the mayor of Austin, Texas, Nancy Pelosi without a mask. They could have put Dianne Feinstein up there. People are fed up with this, and we're going to talk to some people in this hour who've been affected, including an owner of an ice cream shop in North Carolina who's been cited by the police for a sign that said "Don't wear masks." But first, we wanted to talk to Joe Borelli. He's the New York City councilor from Staten Island, and there's a problem in Staten Island. We talked about it yesterday. Max Public House is in a zone that's been ruled to have a COVID problem, so they've basically been shut down. But if you walk a block away, the bars are open. It doesn't make any sense. And Joe Borelli, we wanted to talk to him. We had him on last week to talk about these issues. Joe Borelli, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Oh, thanks for having me and letting me, you know, give a voice to some of these business owners.
Yeah, it's not. We talked yesterday about Max Public House, but it's not just one place. I mean, what percentage of the restaurants in New York City, not just Staten Island, but all five boroughs, there's about half of them aren't coming back, are they?
Oh yeah, I mean that's a fair estimate. You know, some of the big name places with followings could probably sustain this a bit more. But I mean, there's countless, you know, lunch counters and things like that in Manhattan that even if the restrictions were lifted tomorrow, probably wouldn't be able to survive it just because of the amount of people that have fled Manhattan. And Max Public House is one of these businesses that probably will not come back, just because through no fault of their own, they're 400 yards outside of a yellow zone, which would permit them to continue out indoor dining.
400 yards. I mean, but who do you appeal that to? I mean, who do all of these affected businesses, you know, and it's not just restaurants. It could be a gym or a hair salon, yeah, a barbershop. How do you appeal this kind of capricious rulemaking? That's what it is, too.
There are several lawsuits that are happening, but this is something that is sort of extrajudicial in many ways. These aren't laws passed by statute. They're dictated by Andrew Cuomo. And I mean, you mentioned gyms. Just to give you an idea of how silly some of it is, I go to one gym in LA Fitness, and they're closed now, and the management and staff are all on unemployment and out of a job. And I see the same people I see every morning at a different LA Fitness that's two more miles down the road that everyone goes to. So it's not like it's really having any substantial effect. If you think lockdown's working, mm-hmm, this one doesn't actually even make sense to that standard.
Yeah, in the state that I live in, part of the year, Massachusetts, they've imposed these same kind of restrictions. There's this one community north of Boston. There's a jail there. So there, a lot of the people in the jail come from these high risk urban areas, and they're pushing up the COVID rates. There's no COVID in the actual town, but in the jail, they have a few people have tested positive, and inmates have tested positive. So everything in the town is shut down, even though no one's sick.
Yeah. It's a shame. And, you know, there's dubious evidence that so many of these businesses are even the ones causing the spread. One of the reasons we couldn't reopen quickly was because we needed this contact tracing core of 3,000 people. Now we have that, and we're trying to get the information. Has Max been a spreader, or has, you know, Bob's Tavern been a spreader? Or let us know, right? If there's a business that hasn't been following the rules, let us know. But they don't even have that information to give us an idea of where these things are coming from.
Yeah, and I think that, according to the statistics I've seen from state to state, most of the transmission, as much as they can trace it, you're right, they don't know where it's coming from, but as much as they can do, it's coming out of houses, not out of bars or gyms. In Massachusetts, again, there's more in schools than in restaurants, and yet they're insisting, as I think they should, that the schools should be open. It's none of it makes any sense. Is there going to be an insurrection? When are the people going to rise up? I mean, I know there were 2,000 people outside Max Public House the other night on Staten Island, but are there going to be any more rebellions by the populace?
I sadly think so. I mean, I wish it didn't come to that, but you have business owners that are completely have their back to the wall. You know, when the lockdowns happened in March and April, and then probably they were warranted then if you thought the hospital curve needed to be flattened to help the hospitals, right? That was something that at least made sense. But there was the PPP loan. There was the promise of a quick reopening. Now, you know, given the federal government's sort of inaction on a bailout, the lack of any bailout from state and city government towards these people, there really is no hope for them. So a lot of them are saying, you know, but what the heck? I'm going to stay open. I'm going to be bankrupt in a matter of weeks or months anyway. So why not milk it as long as we can?
Yeah. And Biden now says if he becomes president, well, he thinks he's going to become president, that he wants a 100-day mask mandate for the country. I mean, and again, how much can you believe that, Joe? You mentioned the 15 days to flatten the curve. That was in March. And everything is still more or less restricted. Openings are at the whim of these elected officials, not even legislatures or city councils like you're on. They're just at the whim of the mayor or the governor.
Look, Bill de Blasio effectively declared victory in mid-April and announced we'd have a ticker tape parade for our great healthcare workers. And, you know, it still wasn't until September 1st that gyms were able to open. It wasn't until September 30th when restaurants were starting to be able to open for indoor dining. So, you know, even when you have, like, the metrics on your side, it just didn't seem like there was a real earnest effort to empower businesses to reopen safely. By the way, no business owner I ever spoke to wants to reopen unsafely. They all want to have decent guidelines that we could all be safe and we could all live and be happy.
Yeah, exactly. And when is Staten Island going to secede from New York City, Joe Borelli?
Oh, I pray every day for that. Trust me, I pray every single day for that.
As somebody filed legislation, I guess you'd have to go through Albany, right, to secede?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, in 1993, 66% of Staten Islanders voted in a referendum to secede, and Albany just didn't let it happen. I think we'd have been better off by now.
I think you would. I don't think you'd have to worry about the red and the yellow. The yellow and the orange zones. Anyway, that would be a major step forward for everybody in Staten Island. All right, Joe Borelli, New York City Council. We appreciate you being with us again to talk about this. Thank you, and good luck to Max Public House. I hope they're able to make it. If you don't want to replace your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Genesis 950 was my go-to product for Mr. Gooner, my late pug. The reviews are amazing, as this is one product that actually works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. Genesis 950 can be used in a carpet cleaning machine. Genesis 950 is made in America. It's a concentrate, so 1 gallon makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. In other words, it lasts a long time.
And Howie, you used to use this all the time when you had Gooner, and you didn't even pull Gooner's tail. But I'm assuming if people out there have a dog and they're pulling on the dog's tail, it might scare the dog a little bit, and they might have an accident.
Speaking of rebellion, the dogs may be rebelling against that, having their tails pulled. Someone tell that to Vice President Joe Biden, pulling the dog's tail.
As Joe Biden would say, though, Howie, all jokes aside, Genesis 950 really is the best cleaner out there, so everyone should check it out.
Yeah, and it's not just for pet stains either. I brought it to my daughter Carolyn's new home, and she couldn't believe the results. Use it in bathrooms, kitchens, floors, and on grease stains. It's great for degreasing engines, wheels, and tires. Consider trying Genesis 950 before you purchase new carpets. It's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Genesis 950 has great customer service if you need to contact them. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com, and you will receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and discount using code Howie. That's Genesis950.com. Genesis950.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
Come on, G-Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn on Cape Cod, open this winter for the first time in 63 years. It's the only place on the Cape Cod National Seashore, the only lodging. Book an ocean view room for only $100 while rooms are still available. Book your ocean view room today at NausetBeachInn.com, N-A-U-S-E-T, NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which Republican has most irritated you since November 3rd? Mitt Romney, Charlie Baker, Phil Scott, Bill Barr, or Brian Kemp?
For those of you who are new listeners to the show, Baker, Charlie Baker, also known as Charlie Parker, he's the governor of Massachusetts. Phil Scott is the Rhino governor of Vermont. They have the lowest rate in the United States, death rate in the United States. But they announced that they were going to question students, public school students, coming back on Monday about how many people were at the Thanksgiving meal. No word on whether they were allowed to use their Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination or where they read their Miranda rights. But I'm voting for Mitt Romney. He bugs the hell out of me every day.
Mitt Romney is in first place with 33%, trailed very closely by Bill Barr at 32%. Charlie Baker's at 26%. Phil Scott and Brian Kemp at 2 and 7, respectively.
Yeah, and I know we could have added a ton more. We could have just filled it up with just people from Georgia, but we only have room for so many. 844-500-4242. You know, we were just talking about with Joe Borelli about Biden's call for a 100 days of masks. He's gone back and forth on this this mask. He's for it. He's against it. He's for it. He's got more positions than he's had on fracking over the last few months. But a texter just pointed out, he said, you know, when you think about how long the 15 days to flatten the curve has lasted, that started in, what, March? And now it's December, so it's 9 months. How long is 100 days going to last? Probably forever, right? And I think there are two Democrat senators that have actually put in legislation or have said they're going to put in legislation to make a national mask mandate the law of the land. And two real beauties. Denang Dick Blumenthal from Connecticut, the Stolen Valor Senator, and from Massachusetts, Ed Markey, also known as Mr. Frosty, for his last job in the private sector as an ice cream truck driver close to 60 years ago now, I would say. Linda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
Yeah, I have 2 points. I know Representative Mo Brooks was on Stinchfield last night, and he explained how the Congress is the ultimate certifier of the president. And he explained how if he gets one co-sponsor from the Senate, he can bring it up as a procedural issue, and then it goes to the number of Republican state legislatures versus a Democrat. And obviously we have the majority there. So basically he's saying Trump will be certified as our next president. So I wanted to make sure people heard that.
Yeah, he's going to have to find a Republican senator to co-sponsor that with him. I'd rather see them the Supreme Court throw out a couple of these electoral slates because of fraud or alleged fraud, I should say, to be careful, like in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and then one of the other states that are where there's a lot of irregularity, shall we say. If the Supreme Court throws out those electors, then neither candidate would get 270 electoral votes. That's what you need to get elected president. If no one gets 270, then it goes to the House of Representatives, and it's decided on a state-by-state basis. So California gets one vote. And Wyoming gets one vote. And Wyoming has a Republican congressman who would neutralize California. The Republicans would win, and Donald Trump would be reelected president. I'm not as familiar with what Mo Brooks was suggesting, but I think that's another alternative. But thanks for pointing that out, Linda. Dale, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dale.
Howie, hey, thanks for fighting the good fight. And just wanted to bring up two words with regards to, I was watching your segment on the COVID-19 with the representative there, and something that no one is talking about is viral replication. How do you stop viral replication? A mask doesn't do it. Social distancing doesn't do it. Staying in your home doesn't do it. But hydroxychloroquine does.
But see, but Dale, as you know, the president endorsed hydroxychloroquine. So, of course, everybody had to go against it, including the guy that's on Fox in this hour, Neil Cavuto. He said that basically that hydroxychloroquine would kill you. And that was BS, wasn't it, Dale?
Yes, it is. You can go to the CDC website, and unless you've got a raging case of psoriasis, that's the only contraindication.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely right. I mean, hydroxychloroquine has been FDA approved for 60 years, and the countries where it's usually used to combat malaria, and the countries where malaria is a problem and hydroxychloroquine has been used for decades now. Yeah, they have a very low rate of COVID-19 infections. That's just the way it is, and it works. And it was very irresponsible for the media and the Trump-hating politicians to come out against hydroxychloroquine just because Donald Trump said it might work. And it does work. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We could just talk about this a little bit, what's going on here. So, you know, this is one of the problems that that Regina Harmon had, and we're going to try to get her back on just now, but is that she was reported for this sign, and the sign said masks not required, exceptions to every rule, and then we request that you not wear a face covering for the safety of our customers and staff. So I assume that. Either the local police got a call to 911, or maybe they have a snitch line, like so many communities now in the United States have snitch lines, so that you can rat out anybody if you're a Karen. You know, that's the phrase you use for people who are just out of control and they're just totally terrified by this, or just want to, like being a vigilante. To be a pest to their neighbors, and I think in some cases these snitch lines are used by competitors, business competitors, and I'm sure the Wendell General Store has ice cream is one of its big products. I'm sure it's very popular in this little town outside of Raleigh, and so whoever did it, somebody ratted her out. And when they ratted her out, this is what happened. She ends up getting cited now, and this is really crazy. And there's the Conservative Treehouse, one of my favorite websites. It's a great site for conservative views. They quoted Samuel Adams, the governor of Massachusetts, and he's the cousin, I think, of John Adams and John Quincy Adams, the two presidents of the United States from Massachusetts in the early days. He said, if the public are bound to yield obedience to laws to which they cannot give their approbation, they are slaves to those who make such laws and enforce them. I know that Roy Cooper is the Democrat governor of North Carolina, but there is a Republican majority, I do believe, in the House and the Senate, and now there is about to be a Republican lieutenant governor who's from Greensboro, and he was elected after he came to prominence speaking out on behalf of the Second Amendment and his support of the Second Amendment. So Roy Cooper is sort of this lone Democrat or one of the few Democrats in power in Raleigh, and he's just exercising all this authority and maybe misusing the authority, and this is what's going on, and it's really a shame, and so now this woman is cited for a sign, not. A sign that says don't wear masks, that you don't have to wear masks. You can wear a mask if you want, I guess, but it says masks not required, exceptions to every rule. We request that you not wear a face covering for the safety of our customers and staff. So, all right, 844-500-4242. We're going to try to get Regina back on here in just a moment. But so here's another way that 2020 has thrown us for a loop, the holidays. Lots of my go-to gifts are non-starters this year. You know, nobody needs a tie. Nobody needs anything like that. Nobody needs any tickets to athletic events, do they? Because there aren't any tickets, because athletic events are closed. So after everything that's happened this year, I want to get everyone on my list a gift that will actually make them go, hey, thanks, Howie. I needed this. I'm actually going to use this. My silver bullet gift idea, Raycon wireless earbuds. If you're an advertiser on my show, guess what? you're getting Raycon wireless earbuds. They're great. I use them every morning. I go out on a bike ride right at dawn. I like to get out there, get a little exercise. Today, I was listening to the band Ophelia, Shoot Out in Chinatown, all the great band songs. The Wait, yeah, exactly.
Howie, you know, I work in the stockroom here a lot, and I have to fill the stocking stuffers. And at first, I was thinking, you know, it's Christmas time. I'll play my Mariah Carey on full blast for the whole office to hear. But it turns out the Raycons are actually coming in handy because not everybody likes my kind of music.
No. No, Mariah will be surprised to learn that not everybody likes her kind of music. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right out of the box and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing, comparable to what you get from other premium brands, except Raycon start at half the price. Best of all, this is something they can use for calls or music, for work or for play, at home or on the go. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And if they already have a pair of wireless earbuds, you always need a spare. Raycons are the best. Raycons being generous for the holidays, so on top of their everyday great prices, they're offering my listeners 15% off right now. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I think we've got Regina Harmon back from the Wendell General Store in North Carolina. Regina, I'm sorry about the technical problems. My apologies to you and to the viewers. But let's go back to the beginning here and tell me what happened here. First of all, do you know who dimed you out, who called the police about you?
No, sir, I do not. It was done anonymously, and I did ask the police officer, wasn't I allowed to address my accuser?
Yeah, Sixth Amendment.
There was, yes, sir, absolutely. And they couldn't tell me, so they just come down here to share with me that the law that I put on my door about face coverings and when, covering your face up, your cameras can't see it. And I've had a lot of theft, in my store over the last 8 months. And with Governor Cooper trying to put out even more and more mandates, which are not laws, by the way.
Right.
And, they come down here and it stated no face coverings required inside this business based on the law of North Carolina. For the safety of our customers and staff, regardless, we will respect your choice to wear one in these times. Please respect the law. And I love the Wendell Police. I support them 100% and all of that. They just come down and ask me to remove the sign because that law had been changed. And I said, well, let me look into it. I said, just because you're telling me it's been changed, I want to make sure that's correct. So in the meantime, I took the sign down so I could look into it. But then the local News and Observer in our state called me up.
Yeah, local newspaper, the Raleigh paper.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, trying to do a story on me and was asking me a bunch of questions. And I very plainly said to him, if you want to know what my sign says on my door, drive down here and look at it. And I wished him a Merry Christmas, and I got off the phone. And, so then the next thing I know, I'm getting all these phone calls and text messages the next morning because he had ran a story, and I immediately called him up and said, Mr. Collins, you ran a false story. That sign is not on my door. His exact answer to me was, you should have told me that. And I said to him, that's not my job. You're the reporter. And I'm getting a lawyer. And then the next thing I know, 2 hours, and I called the police and told them I'd taken the sign off the door. And then the next thing I know, 2 hours later, unfortunately, the Wendell Police called me back and said that they were going to have to come and write a citation.
Wait. They wrote you a citation just based on a false story in the newspaper?
Sir, I can't answer that question, to be perfectly honest with you. I just know that I took the sign down that they asked. I put a second sign up, and, you know, the officer told me that the DA's office called them back and wanted to know if I'd taken my sign. And, you know, I had stuck up a second sign saying you do not have to wear one in the Wendell General Store, exceptions to every rule.
So Regina Harmon, owner of the Wendell General Store, is there no crime in Wake County? Are you the arch criminal now because you had a sign up that you took down from your front window? They're coming after you? They have nothing else to do?
Great answer. I mean, I would think that they have, you know, better things to do in our community. And I feel really bad for the officer that had to serve me because he's a wonderful gentleman. And I really do support, you know, the blue, and I do support our Wendell police. The Constitution is the Constitution, and they swore an oath to the Constitution. And, you know, and I've done nothing wrong.
What were you charged with? What did the citation actually say?
Well, to be honest with you, sir, I don't have it in front of me to be able to read it to you, but the gist of it is I guess I'm being cited for not following Cooper's rules. I can't swear to that, and I want to make that perfectly clear. The citation was given to me personally, and I was just told by the police officer that everything that was written on the citation came straight from the DA's office.
And so what's the fine, $1,000 potentially?
I don't know what the fine's going to be as of yet. I have to go to court and find all this out.
How do your customers feel about this? Do they support you?
Oh, my gosh. Sir, the patriotism in our country is strong and true. The amount of people that have drove 3 hours away to come see me yesterday and today, the amount of folks that are calling me, texting me. Yes, there's that negative out there, don't get me wrong, but the amount of negative is so minuscule to the amount of positive is unbelievable. Wide and far, people coming in here. People coming in with mask on, people coming in without mask on. I don't care. It's your right. I'm not the police, and it's not my...
What could people buy at the Wendell General Store?
Oh, well, we have a wide array of things. We have over 30 vendors that we help support in our community that sells their wares and goods, from candles to soaps, lotions, handcrafted gift items. We have all kinds of flags and mats. We have all kinds of old-fashioned candy, hats, T-shirts, ice cream, cheese from the mountains that we get shipped in once a month, and we have all kinds of jams and jellies that are all locally made by local farmers.
Local
and
stuff.
When you come in here,
Regina Harmon, you'd think you'd be able to get along with the local Democrats in your community.
Believe it or not, I do. I have people on both sides, and I love all people. Our town is a great, you know, little area, so anybody listening that is close by and want to come for a wonderful light show. We have a Lake Meyer light show that goes on every single night right around the corner. Every single Thursday between now and Christmas, our town is doing a Santa's Village for you to come and shop from local vendors. And we do have a large number of other small businesses in our community that I encourage people to come support.
Regina Harmon, owner of the Wendell General Store, what would you tell the person, if he's watching or she's watching, what would you tell the person who ratted you out to the police department?
Oh, I've thought about that for 2 days now. First of all, if you're going to do something, be brave enough to say who you are and be brave enough to come to the individual that you have a problem with so you can discuss it like adults and maybe come to an understanding. So whoever that person is, if they happen to be watching your channel, which I doubt they are, but I wish they were.
I doubt it too.
Feel free to come to me. My heart is open. And I will talk to anybody about anything. I am far from perfect, but my father was in the military. My family was in the military, and constitutional rights every day and twice on Sunday.
All right. So how long have you been there at the general store? How long have you owned it?
Well, we started it 14 years ago as a fundraiser for our community to raise money for our local Chamber of Commerce. And I did it every year for 7 years, just in the month of December. It became so positive that people kept asking me to open it up as a real business. and our town was desolate. We didn't have hardly any business at all. I mean, we were, you know, we were one of those towns that every business was boarded up and whatever, and I opened, you know, the Wendell General Store up full time 7 years ago, so I've been doing it for 14 years, and it's just grown every year since, and we're blessed by having one of the best mayors you'll ever have in your entire life. She's an amazing woman. She's done remarkable things for our community, and our town has grown because of her vision.
Does the mayor support you?
I haven't spoken to her a lot over the past couple of days, and I don't want to speak for her. I think that's her choice to speak for instead of me speaking.
All right, Regina Harmon, owner of the Wendell General Store. What she's charged with is one count of aiding and abetting the violation of an executive order. Boy, does that sound Orwellian. Aiding and abetting the violation of an executive order. I'm Howie Carr.